there's a thermometer, so people, whether we're having one in Atlanta running around, in Marietta.
For goodness sake.
It's a cougar.
Uh-huh. Well,
but there is something that goes after chickens at night, and I can't think of what that is. I guess you can call them a vomit, all right, but I mean, I can't think of what the real name is.
Well, now, what kinds of animals could be included in that term, vomit? If somebody said a vomit's been bothering my chickens, it might be a lot of different things. What might it possibly be? I mean, would you call...
there's a chicken hawk that comes after the young.
Yeah. Well, now, let's see, if we weren't talking about chickens specifically, if we were just talking about animals that were called vomits, could you call a rat a vomit, for example?
Well, I would call a rat a vomit.
And what were some other animals?
And there's a wildcat that's destructive, too.
Well, what do you call those little things that get on dogs, little insects that get on dogs and make...
Fleas.
Okay.
And
now,
mites get on them, too.
Now, could those be called vomits?
Well, I would think that anything like that would be a vomit to me.
Okay. Have you ever heard people refer to other people as vomits?
Yeah.
And what kind of person would it be?
A nasty person. Mean person.
I wouldn't
call them one, though.
Okay. What do you call little furry animals that live up in trees?
Squirrels.
And what kind of squirrels are there in this area? Is there more than one kind?
That I don't know.
What kind is it around here? What color are they?
They're kind of grayish black, white, or flat tails. Some I've seen flat tails and seen others in the tin. I got a pet one out there that I feared.
Oh, really? Does it come up to you?
Won't come up to me, but he takes the peanuts when I throw them out there to him.
Ah, they're awfully cute. We have some in our yard.
There's plenty of them in Forsyth Park.
Uh-huh.
Now, they'll come up on your shoulders out there.
Will they?
There are names for them, but I can't think about them.
Well, are there any red squirrels or fox squirrels in this area?
Yes. I don't think there's any around here.
Mm-hmm.
But there are squirrels of that kind, fox squirrels and red squirrels. But I don't know that I've ever seen a red squirrel.
Well, now what about chipmunks or ground squirrels?
Well, I've never seen a chipmunk, but we do have them.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call a kind of seafood that has two shells?
A crab.
Well, this one doesn't have any legs. This one attaches to posts out in the water and this kind of
thing. Oyster.
What do you call something that lives in the water and you can hear them at night sometimes? They go, they jump into the water.
Frogs.
Okay.
Do they frog legs?
Do I like them? I've never had them.
They're good.
They are? What do they taste like?
But I won't eat them.
What do they taste like?
Better than chicken.
Really?
They don't have the bone in them.
Huh.
The meat is delicious. I ate them one time at school because I didn't know what I was eating.
And you liked it?
I liked them, but after that I knew what they were and I wouldn't eat them.
No, I've never tried them. I don't know that I'd want to either. What do you call particularly big frogs? Those great
toad frogs. Okay. Bullfrogs.
Okay. And what about little tiny ones?
I guess those are the toad frogs.
All right. What about ones that live up in trees?
Tree frogs.
Okay. What about ones that make...
Some rain frogs, too.
Is there a difference between tree frogs and rain frogs?
I think they're probably about the same.
Okay.
They yell around here enough.